Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisbach is Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel. The daf begins with the shaila of Ochal Eivim and Achaim and Atreifa. What happens if somebody eats kezayis of Eivim and Achaim, which comes from a behemoth which is a treifa? The Rabbi Yochanan says, Yochai Shtayim, Yochai two Malkas, one for the Issa of Eivim and Achaim, one for the Issa of Treifa. Whereas Rishim Malakish argues and says, Ein Yochai Dela Achas. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara's Masbir, Abaya says, we're talking about over here, that this behemoth became a treifa b'shas later. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, the behemoth b'chayel Eivar Memedes, which means that the Issa of Eivim and Achaim begins as well, right from shas later, in which case, since both Yisurim Achal v'Asachas, that's why Yochai Shtayim. Whereas Rish Lakish argues, and Rish Lakish says that Behemah B'chayi Alav Leivar Memedes, and therefore the Eisav Eivim Menachai only begins when the Eivar is Pirish, when it's disconnected from the Chai, in which case the Eisav Trefa came before the Eisav Eivim Menachai, and therefore Rish Lakish says, Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So Tosis over here in Dibra Maschil, Mar Sovar Rabbi Yochanan, Tosis asks, that what the Gemara says, that the Shit of Rabbi Yochanan B'chayi Shtayim is only because Behemah B'chayi Leivar Memedes, and therefore both Yisur and the Issa of Trefa and the Issa of Eivim Menachai are Chal B'Vas Achas. That's mashma, that had Rabbi Yochanan held like Rish Lakish the Behemah B'chayi Alav Leivar Memedes, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish the only Chayi B'lo Achas, because Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. And Tosis asks, why? Since the Issa of Eivim Menachai is also even for Bnei Noach, so therefore even if the Issa of Eivim Menachai were to come after the Issa of Trefa is already Chal, but the Issa of Eivim Menachai should be considered an Issa Noisif. And since we find that Rabbi Yochanan in Shavuos holds that even Issa Koil is Chal Al Issa, then Kol Shekein and Issa Moisif should be Chal Al Issa. And therefore, even if the Issa Trefa came before Eivim Menachai, still you should be Chayiv Shtayim, because Issa Moisif is Chal Al Issa. So why then does the Gemara say that the Shit of Rabbi Yochanan is only because both of Mechal Vasachas? Tosis in the next Ibrah Maschul of Arsava asks another Kasha. On that the Gemara says that the Shit of Rish Lakish, who says Chayiv Achas, is only because Behema B'chayi Alav Leivar Memedes. And he asks that we had in the Gemara earlier, the Fkul Pesam Adalef, a machlokes between Reb Elazar and Chachamim, what's the din about Eivim and Achayv from a Behema Tmeo? And Reb Elazar says that Eivim and Achayv Behema Tmeo Yochayv Shtayim, and he learns this from the Pasuk which says, Kol Shadomai Asur Eivor of Asurin. And even though the Behema already has an Issa Behema Tmeo, nevertheless, Exeris HaKosov, that the Eivim and Achayv of Tmeo is Asur. And the Chachamim there argue, and they say that there's no Issa of Eivim and Achayv from a Behema Tmeo, and they learn it from the Klal, Kol shebesorei mutar eivor al asurin. Only such a behemoth where the boster is mutar v'achila, that is the Torah given is on achila on eivim menachai. Whereas by behemoth tmeah, since the boster is also, therefore there is no is of eivim menachai. So ask Tosfos, Monafshach, what does Rish Lakish hold? If Rish Lakish holds like Reb Elazar, and by behemoth tmeah there's an is of eivim menachai, then over here as well, just like behemoth tmeah, the dam is also, and therefore there's an issa of eivim menachai, so that behemoth treifa as well should have the same klal. The bosor, the dam of behemoth treifa is also, and therefore the eivim should be also. And if Rish Lakish holds like the chachamim, that I hold that by behemoth tmeah, since the bosor is also, therefore there's no issa of eivim menachai, so who are then over here? The bosor of treifa is also, and should also have the same klal. So why does the Gemara make the shit of Rish Lakish dependent on behemoth b'chayel leivar memedes or lav leivar memedes? It's l'chayru tolem machlokes tanoim. So however you hold by behemoth tmeo, that which you hold by behemoth treifa. So those are the two kashas which Tosfos asks, both on the hesbo that the Gemara gives to understand Rabbi Yochanan, and on the hesbo that the Gemara gives to understand Rish Lakish. And Tosfos gives tirutzim to answer these two kashas. In the Achronim, Rabbi Kveiga and the Shara Melech, Per Yudzayim from Hilchos Yisur Bia, we find they suggest a very geshmak mahalach to answer the kashas of Tosfos. And they say like this, then when we find that the Gemara Dafkuf based on Medalev, that the Chachamim say that there's no Isser of Eivim Menachai on the Achila Bosar Tmeo. And when they learn from the Pasuk, Leisecha HaNefesh Shema Bosar, Kol Shebesar Emuter Eivora Vasurin. Only such a behema where it's Mutter Bachila Sabosar, there is there an Isser of Eivim Menachai. Mashenkin Behema Tmeo, where the Bosar is also, that there's no Isser of Eivim Menachai. So the Pashto says, you understand, that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that on which type of behemoth is Chal and Issa Eivim Menachai, only on such a behemoth which the Basar is Mutam, when the Basar is Asa, then it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, there's no Issa Eivim Menachai. They suggest Maybe it's not just a Poshlik Seres HaKosuv. Maybe the Pasuk over here is teaching us how the Issa of Eidim and Achai is Chal. That even though normally the Kali is that Issa is Chal al Issa of Issa Maisif, and therefore surely over here, since the Issa of Eidim and Achai, as we know, is also the Bnei Noach, and therefore should be considered a Maisif with regards to the Issa of Behemot Tmeo, here the Torah is teaching us a Xeris HaKosuv, that the Issa of Eidim and Achai has different Kalim, different rules with regards to Issa Chal al Issa. And here the Torah teaches us that even though the Issa of Eidim and Achai could be Moisif, and therefore should really be Chal on the Issa of Behemot Tmeo, here the Torah is Megala, that whenever the Bosor is already Osa, it already has an Issa, then there's no longer a din that the Issa of Eidim and Achai can be Chal on it. Because Ein Issa Eidim and Achai Chal al Issa, even when it's Issa Moisif. That's what the Torah is teaching us over here. Not stomach Zeres HaKosov that's only Chal on Behema, which is Mutu B'Achila. No. It's telling us over here that even though normally Issa Moisif is Chal al Issa, here Eva Menachai is different. And Eva Menachai, the halach is Ein Issa Chal al Issa even by Moisif. And that's why when you have Bosor, which is already Osa B'Achila because of Issa Tmeo, then it's not Shaykh for it to become Nesa because with Eva Menachai. Why? Because Ein Issa Chal al Issa. If so, say Rabbi Kveig and Shah Melech, with this Hanocha, we can answer both Tosfos Kashas. Why? Because Tosfos Kasha was, why in our Sugi does Rabbi Yochanan need to go and say that the reason why Yochai Shtayim is because Behema B'chayel Le'ivar Nemedes, which that allows us to say that both are Chal V'Sachas. And Tosfos asked, why do we need this? Surely over here, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's Chayim Shtayim because the Issa of Eivim and Achai is an Issa Moisif, and if it can be Chal and Treifa. But says Rabbi Kveig in the Shah Melech, according to this is gewaldig. Because even though the klal normally is Issa Moisif is Chal al Issa, but over here, since the Chachomim learn from the Pasuk, that from Lo Yisoicha la Nefesh im Abosa, that there's no Issa of Eivim and Achai by Behema Tmeo. From here we learn that the Issa of Eivim and Achai, even when it's Moisif, is still not Chal al Issa. And therefore, just like by Behema Tmeo, the Chachomim say, Ein Issa Chal al Issa, so too by Treif as well. Had we said the Behemah B'chayah loved Leivar Mimedes, and that the Issa B'Eivim Menachai would only come after the Treifa, then the Behemah as well would say that there would not be any Issa B'Eivim Menachai, even though it's Moisif. Why? Because it's a Klal B'Eivim Menachai, that Ein Issa Chal al Issa, even that Moisif. That's what we learn from the Pasuk, L'Seichel Nefesh Mevosor. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to come along and say that because I hold Behemah B'chayah Leivar Mimedes, where there the Issa B'Eivim Menachai is Chal B'Vas Achas, together with Issa Treifa, over here they're both Chal. Because this Pasuk, L'Seichel Nefesh Mevosor, is only when the second Issa Eivim Menachai comes after the first Issa. But when both Yisroel come Vas Achas, then we don't have this Xeris HaKosuv. And therefore the Issa Eivim Menachai, so long as it comes Vas Achas with Treifa, would be Chal. That's why Rabbi Yochanan had to go and tell us this introduction, the Behema B'Chayel, Le'eivor Mimedes. And that's why they're both Chal Vas Achas, and only because of that are Yochayev Shtayim. And with this, Seir B'Kveig and the Shah Melech is answered the Tosfos' second kasha. That way he asks in Rosh Lakish, why does Rosh Lakish go and say Yochayev Achas? Only because Behemah B'chayel Lav Leivor Mimedes. Ask Tosfos, why does Rosh Lakish just go and say, I hold like the Chachomim? And just like the Chachomim say, that by Behemah Tmeo, since the Bosor is Osor, that's why there's no Issa Eiv Menachai, so surely the same ought to apply by Behemah Treifa. So they answer and say, and Chanama, of course Rosh Lakish holds like the Chachamim, but had Rosh Lakish held Behemah B'chayel Le'ivar Mimedes, in which case the Issa of Eiv Menachai would be Chal with Treifa, then we wouldn't apply the Klal of the Chachamim. Why? Because like their Masbir, thou the Chachamim say, Kol Shebesoroi Osur, there's no Issa of Eiv Menachai, that just means because Ein Issa Chal al Issa. But that's only when the Issa of Eiv Menachai comes after the Issa of Tmeya or Treifa. But had we said, Behemah B'chayel Eivar Mimedes, in which case the Issa of Eiv Menachai were to come B'vas Achas together with Issa Treifa, then they would be Chal. And it's therefore Rish Lakish has to go and tell us it's only because Behemah B'chayel Lav Leivar Mimedes, and that's why the Issa of Eiv Menachai comes after the Treifa. That's not why I hold Ein Issa Chal Issa, because I tell the whole like the Chachomim that say that Kol Shebesori Asa, there's no Issa Eiv Menachai. But Pshar Na Aloch is only because Ein Issa Chal Issa, and it's only when the Issa of Eiv Menachai comes afterwards, and that's because I hold Behemah B'chayel Lav Leivar Mimedes. So therefore, with the Zechronim are teaching us That pshat in the chacham who say that, but there's no isav ev menachay by behemah tmei and by behemah treifa is not stam gzeres akos of alma. The gather of here is that by ev menachay there's a new klal that ein isav chalal isav im by isav moisiv. When it comes to vasachas, then the halacha is you're going to be chayev shtayim. Now the Gemara continues over here, and the Gemara brings further down the Amud the hesbar which Rava gives in the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, and he says that what we have in Machlokes where the Chayev Shtayim and Achas is talking about when they were toilish and aver, and through the being toilish the aver, that's how the behavior became a treifa. And Rava says that Rabbi Yochanan says Chayev Shtayim, that's because he holds behemah b'chayel is lav leivorim kaima, and therefore the isav aver menachay isn't chal b'shas leidah. So when is this Eivim Nechai going to be Chal? Only B'shas, you're toilish the Eivim from the Behemah. And since over here, Alidei being toilish the Eivim from the Behemah, that itself created the Behemah into a Treifa. If so, the Is of Eivim Nechai and the Is of Treifa being Chal B'Vasachas. And that's why Birchon says Yechayv Shtayim. Whereas Rish Lachish holds Behemah Chayel is Leivor Memedes. And therefore the Is of Eivim Nechai already came way before. And that's why the Is of Treifa, which comes afterwards, it won't be chal because ein is a chal is, and that's why you only chayav achas. Now the Rambam came hilchus macholos asuras halacha hey. The Rambam paskens like Rava, and the Rambam writes like this: Tolash eiver min achai v'nitrefa v'netilosoi v'ochloi chayav shtayim mishum eiver min achai u'mishum treifa shaharei shnei ha'isurin boin kachas. So he's saying very clearly like Rava that when you chayav shtayim, only when you are toilish the Eivim in Achai, and through the Tlisha, that's how the Behemah became a Treifa Binati Losoi. And the Rambam says, why are you Chayev Shtayim? Because Shneo Yisurin Boin Kachas. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam writes, V'chein HaToilish Chelev Min Achai, somebody will be toilish Chelev from a Behemah which is alive, you'll also be like a Shtayim, one because of Eivim in Achai, and one because of Chelev. And the Rambam finishes off with the third halacha, that if you're toilish chelev from a treifa and you ate it, there you have three surim, the is of chelev, the is of treifa, and the is of Eben Achai, and therefore you're like a shalosh. So the Lecha Mishnah over here brings from Rabbi Levi ben Chaviv in Pesachim Simin Pei Beis. They asked him this Rambam three gewaldige kashas. The first kashi asks that the Rambam is mashma, that why in the first halacha when you were toilish and Eivim and Achai and it became a treifa, why you chayv shtayim? Only because it became a treifa b'shas yunatila. And therefore, since it's boin ka'achas, that's why you chayv shtayim is mashma. That it had the story being that it became a treifa before you were toilish the Eivim, then the din would be don't be chayv achas. Why? Because since it's a treifa, it came before Eivim and Achai. And the Rambam clearly is holding that grove over here, the behemah b'chayya lav leivar memedes. So it only becomes an isa Eivim and Achai when you're toilish the Eivim. Then you'd say ein isa chalal isa. So ask the Rebbe Levi ben Chaviv. But we know the Rambam paskens that by isa moisif, the isa is chalal isa. And therefore, even had the behemah become a treifa beforehand, you should still be chayv shtayim, because when you're toilish the Eivim, and it was already a treif beforehand, so now the Issa Eiv Min Achai, which is an Issa Moisiv, because it makes it also even for Bnei Noach, should now be Chal on the Issa Eiv Min Achai. And it should still be Chayv Shtayim. So why is the Rama Mashma that the only reason why Chayv Shtayim is because both Yisurim came with Asachas? Surely, even if it became a treif before, and then after it became Eiv Min Achai, it should also be Chayv Shtayim. That's the first Kasha. The second Kasha asks, If Al Kaponim, the Rambam seems to go and say that there's no din of Issa Moisif, and the only reason why you chayiv is only because of the Chal Vasachas, how then can the Rambam continue and say when you're toilish chelev min achai, you're like a shtayim because of Eiv min achai, because of chelev? But over here, the chelev was surely also from Shas later, and the Eiv min achai, which is only Chal B'Shas Tlishas Eiver, is Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. And even though it's Issa Moisif, but the Rambam told us a moment ago that we don't go with the Klal of Issa Moisif here for whatever reason, but that's what's Mavu in the Rambam. It's only called Chal Vasachas. So over here, when it's not Chal Vasachas, how can the Rambam say Yechayim Shtayim? And the same all the kashas on the third in which the Rambam says that if you're toilish, chayle from a treifa, then you're like a shalish here as well. Since already the treifa was before, that's what's mashma in the Rambam, and it was already chayle was also from Shas later, and only from Shas Klishas has become also Eiv Menachai, so why you're like a shalish? Surely we should say that Eiv Menachai, which is the Ein Etzachal Alisa, those are the three kashas on this Rambam. So the Shara Melech, which we said beforehand, is answers all these three kashas with the Yisod he said beforehand. Right? The Shara Melech told us that we learn from that what the Chachamim say that by Behemot Tmeo there's no Yisod Eiv Menachai. That teaches us that by Eiv Menachai we learn from the Pasuk Leisoichal HaNefesh Im HaBasar, that only when the Basar is Mutah is the Chal Eiv Menachai, but whenever the Basar is Asar, then even by Nisar Moisif we say Ein Nisar Chal Alisar. If so, says the Shah Melech, is Gevaldik. That's why the Rambam had to go and say that when you're Toilish and Eiv Menachai, when will you be Chayev? Only if you became a Trefer together with the Tlisha. But if you had become a Trefer beforehand, and then you're Toilish the Eiver, since the Isav Eiv Menachai is coming after the Isav Trefer, even though it's Takar Nisar Moisif, but by Eiv Menachai, the Halacha is Ein Nisar Chal Alisar, even by Isav Moisif. And that's why the Rambam had to go and say, it's only when it became a Trefer, B'shas the Natil of the Eiver, where both Yisur Mechal Basachas, only then you're going to be Chayv Shtayim. Whereas, if it became a treif beforehand, then even though you were toilish the Eiva afterwards, and the Isra Eiva Menachai is Moisif, but it won't make a difference, because by Eiva Menachai, the Halach is Ein Isra Chal Al Isra, even by an Isra Moisif. So it's Miyusha Gevaldi, the first Kash in the Rambam. So continues the Shah Melech, and says, and therefore with this we can continue and explain the Hemshech of the Rambam. Because this Klal that we learn from Behemot Meyer is only Kol Sheh Besoroi Osur. Only in such a behemah where the Bosro is Osur, there do we say this klal that the Eiv Menachai won't be Chal even when it's a Samoisif. So that's only going to apply either by Behemah Tumeya or by Behemah Treifa. But there, since the Psara behemah is Bosro Shosu Bachila, there we're going to apply this klal that the Issa Eiv Menachai can't be Chal on it even when it's Moisif. Mashi in Gaba Chelev, since by a Chelev, the Psara behemah is Bosro which is Mutar Bachila. It's only the chaylev which is also b'achila because it is a chaylev. But as far as the b'sar of the behemah, there the b'sar is mutar b'achila. And if so, here we don't apply this k'seiros hakosuv. So here we go back to the alter kolin, to the regular rules of issa chal al issa. And since the Rambam holds that by a regular issa, so long as the second issa is issa moisif, then it's chal al issa. And therefore says the Rambam, when you toilish chaylev menachai, even though the chaylev was already an issa which was there from Shas later, nevertheless, the issa of Eiv Menachai can be chal. Because over here, the basar of the behemah is mutar b'achila, and therefore we don't have the klal of kol sheh besoroi osur, that Eiv Menachai won't be chal even when it's moisif. Because that was only said on such a behemah where the behemah is osur b'achila, by behemah tmeo, behemah treifo. That's when we say the issa of Eiv Menachai won't be chal even with this moisif. Mashin can be here where the basar behema is motor bachila. It's only the chaylev which is also bachila. Here the halach will be even if the is of chaylev came before, Eiv Menachai will still be able to be chal on it. Why? Because it's an is of moisif. And if so, says the Shah Melech, we can answer as well the third kasha of the Mari Reb Levi ben Chaviv. His kasha was, how can the Rambam go and say that if you have chaylev from a treifa, then you chayv shalosh? One for the Isav Chelev, Trefa, and Eiv Menachai. But since the Isav Chelev and Trefa came before, then if so, Eiv Menachai, which is the Ein Isav Chal Al Issa. Now over here, it's slightly more difficult, because the Enechanama, Klapa the Chelev, we can say Eiv Menachai will be Chal on it, because it's Moisif, but Klapa Trefa, that's how the Rami began. That for Trefa we say Ein Isav Eiv Menachai is Chal even by Moisif. So it's going to be more tricky, says the Shah Melech, that really Tosis tells us that we could say we're talking about in such a hechatinta that when you were toilish the chaylev from the behemah, that's what made it into a treifa. And therefore the issa of Eiv Menachai and treifa came vasachas. So maybe that's what the Rambam was talking about too. That you were toilish the chaylev from the chay in such a way that it was through the netila of the chaylev you made it into a treifa. So the issa of Eiv Menachai and treifa are vasachas. So those two are chal. And as far as the issa of chaylev, then there's no problem, because the Issa Eiv Menachai can be Chal. Why? Because it's Issa Moisif. And the Issa Treifa has no problem to be Chal on Chelev, like we see at the bottom of the Amud. That the Gemara says that since we always find a Treifa and a Vela can be Chal on Chelev. And therefore, it's very good why the Rambam says, Leike Shalosh. That's how the Shah Melech would like to suggest to answer all the kashas in the Rambam. And once again, this is all based on this Gevaldik Yisod, which we're creating in the Shah Melech and Mechadish, that the reason why by Behemo Tomeo, there's no Isra Eiv Menachai is not just because of the Gzeiros HaKosuv. It's because the Torah was megala to us over here that legabe the isav ein menachayet bichal on a behema tmei or treifa, we say ein isur of ein menachayet chal al isur tmei or treifa im when it's a moisif. And that's why the Rambam is mechalik, that when it's a question of the isav ein menachayet being chal on a treifa, then you must have them both being chal v'asachas. Mashenkin, when it's a question of the isav ein menachayet being chal on chelev, then you can be chal even b'zeachazeh because it's Moisif. Rabbi Kveda points out that the Nafkamina, whether we say that the din that Edom and Achai is not chal on a behema tmeah or a treifa, is because of the gzeir sakosuv or because of the enes achal lisa, is what the din will be whether is the iser Edom and Achai chal on a chatzi shir of behema tmeah. Because if it's a gzeir sakosuv that the iser Edom and Achai isn't chal on behema tmeah, so even a chatzi shir, still, this is an iser because of behema tmeah, there will not be any iser Edom and Achai. Whereas, if we say, like the Shah Melech and Reb Kvegi wanted to say, that the geder in the Gzeres HaKosuv, that Edom and Achai isn't chal on behema tmeah, is because the Torah is revealing to us over here that there's ein issa chal al issa, even by an issa moisif, and that's why the issa Edom and Achai is not chal on behema tmeah, says Reb Kvegi, that's only when you have an issa behema tmeah. But on a chatzi shir, there, the Rambam paskens that we say Issa is chal on Issa b'chatzi shir because the chatzi shir isn't considered an Issa. And therefore, the Nafkamina ought to be what the halacha will be, will the Issa of Eivu Nachai be chal on a chatzi shir of Behemet Tmeah? And with this, Rabbi Kveger questions the teretz of the Shah Melech in the Rambam. Because the Elachanam of the Yisod itself is a very gishmaki Yisod. But he asks, in the Rambam would be shver. Because when the Rambam brings down this halacha, that Eivim and Achai isn't chal on Behemet Tmeah, the Rambam seems to say, b'chol oifen, in every case, there is never a case where you'll have Eivim and Achai being chal on Behemet Tmeah. Says Rabbi Kveger, if the pshat in the Rambam is like the Shah Melech says, that the reason why there's no Issa Eivim and Achai chal on Behemet Tmeah is because ain Issa chal al Issa, even by an Issa Moisif, but that's only when you have an Issa of Behemet Tmeah. So why did the Rambam single out and say, b'medvar namurim, that's only when you have a sheer kezayis of Behemet Tmeah? That's when we say that the Issa of Eivim and Achai isn't chal on Behemet Tmeah even by an Issa Moisif. But the Rambam should have said, Ober, when you have a chatzi shir of Behemet Tmeah, but there it's not considered any Issa at all, then it will be chal this Eivim and Achai even a Behemet Tmeah. And from this, Rabbi Kveger wants to be medayek, not like the Shah Melech, but the Rambam is mashma, since the Rambam says that b'chol oifen, there is never a case where Eivim and Achai is chal on Behemet Tmeah, even on a chatzi shir, would be mashma tstamak zeres akos of Alma. And since it's not about Issa Chal Issa, therefore it's about the Issa Behemet Tmeah can't have any Issa of Eidman Achai. And that's why even my Chatzi Shir, that's what the Rebbe Kveger asks on the Shah Melech. Because Rebbe Kveger's Miyashiv, and Rebbe Kveger says that maybe we can understand that now the Rambam says that even though Ein Issa Chal Issa, but the Chatzi Shir is Issa Chal Issa, is also a certain Bechina of Issa Moisif. Or like Rebbe Kveger says, maybe it's even like an Issa Chomor, because a full Shir, in contrast to the Chatzi Shir, is considered an Issa Chomor. And therefore, even though B'chol HaTorah Kulo we say the halacha is that Issa is chal on a Chatzi Shir, that's not because that Chatzi Shir is not an Issa at all, says Rabbi Kveger. It could be that it is an Issa, but the Issa Shalim can be chal on a Chatzi Shir, just like an Issa Moisif, and an Issa Chomor can be chal on Issa. In which case, says Rabbi Kveger, then it goes very good to the Shah Melech, because the Oilom the Geder is the Rebbe Menachai is chal on Behemet Tmeah, is because Ein Issa chal on Issa. And even by Chatzi Shir, we'll still apply this Gzeres HaKosov. Why? Because that what normally Issa is Chal on a Chatzi Shir, is only because it's considered an Issa Moisif or an Issa Chomor. Whereas over here, what the Gzeres HaKosov tells us that even by an Issa Moisif, we say the Eivim and Achai is Chal on Behemet Tmeah. That's why over here as well, the Rambam is correct in being Seisav, that the Issa of Eivim and Achai won't be Chal even on a Chatzi Shir of Behemet Tmeah. Because just like the Gzeres HaKosov tells us that an Issa Eivim and Achai Chal on Behemet Tmeah even by an Issa Moisif, for the same principle we'll say that the Issa of Eivim and Achai won't be chal on a Chatzi Shir too. The Gemara continues further down the Amud, Itmar Nami Amr Bavom Rav Yochanan, if you are Oichel Chelev min Achai min HaTreifa, then you're Chayev Sholish. If somebody ate the Kazais of Chelev, which was min Achai, and the Behemah was the Behemah which is Treifa, then you're Chayev Sholish. So Pashtus, the three Surim are, like Rashi explains, Eivim min Achai, Chelev and Treifa. That's Lashon HaGemara. Chelev, Min Achai, Min HaTreifa. Those are the pashtus of three Surim. Just the shaila is that Eidim and Achai normally means it has to be an Eiver. Is Chalev considered an Eiver? Perhaps Chalev is only a piece of Basar. And therefore, the Raya B'taka, which the Rishonim bring early on the Tzadik Chesman base, he understood that the three Averis over here, which we're talking about, isn't Isra Eivim and Achai, because Chalev isn't an Eivir. Elamai means the Isra Basar and Achai. And from this Gemara he says that if we find that Chalev is also because of Basar and Achai, this teaches us that Chalev is considered Basar, because since the whole Machkor of Basar and Achai, we learn from the Pasuk which says, U'basar basada treifa lo yisuchelu. So if in this Gemara's Mavua that we're saying that Chalev is also because of the Isra Basar and Achai, therefore that shows us that Chalev is also considered Basar. And therefore, when you get the sugi of min b'minoi, then if you have a taribus of chilev together with basar, the rabbi learns from this gemara that chilev is considered basar and therefore be considered min b'minoi. Just the Rishonim ask that if we're going to say that the is over here is basar min achai, then why is it that you chayev shalosh? Since Rabbi Yochanan early on at the bottom of Kofes and Beis told us that basar basad treifa is the makor both for the isra of treifa and for the isra of basar min achai. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Shitase, how can he go and say that it be an Issa of Basar min Achai and Treifa, which each one would be Mechayev you? Like the Gemara said there, if you eat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Chaticha of Basar min Achai from a Treifa, then it's only Chayev Achas, because it's not from the same Pasuk. And therefore, how can the Rabbi go and say that the Chalev over here is not because of Eivim min Achai, it's because of Basar min Achai, so why would it be Chayev Shalosh? From here the Rishonim say that Malkocha Chetzmucha, that's not because of the Issa of Basar min Achai, it's because of the Issa of Eiver min Achai. Just like the Rashba points out, so what is the Eiver? Chalev isn't the Eiver. And he brings from the Ramban to explain that we're talking about that you are toilish Kulio b'chalvo. Kulio means the kidneys, and the kidneys you have the Chalev akloyos, and if you are toilish the Eiver of the kloyos together with the Chalev around it, when you eat that, then you're Eiver Shalosh. Why? Because the kloyos, which is the kidneys, that's an Eiver. And the Eivet, that's Eivet Menachai. And the Chalev around the Kloyos, that's the Chalev Akloyos, that is the Chalev. And you have the Treif as well, those are the three Surim. Just the Rashba asks in this Ramban's Pshat, that this is also a Shver, because it's Mashmah, the Gemara Yechayev Shalosh, for one Achila. According to Ramban, it's really two Achilas. The Achila of the Kulya is this Eivet Menachai. And the Kulba B'chalba is this of Chalev. It's not really one Kiznayas, which is Mechayev Yishalosh. So he brings from the Rambam, that the Rambam Tak is Mavua, that Chalev itself also has a din of an Eiver. And even though there's Tak no Gidim and Atzom is there, nevertheless the Rambam is Mechadish to us that this is considered an Eiver. And if so, it's Gevaldik, then you Tak have three Surim for the Tlisha of Chalev from an Achaim and a Trevo, because the Chalev is an Eiver, and the Chalev is Chalev, and so it's an Atrevi Oiver because of the Issa Basel Asad the Trevo, like the Chalu, which gives you Shalosh Isurim. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis. Ki aser uvdimi yom abo minei resh lokish mir b'yichanon chol koi mi bachutz mahu. What happens if you didn't do the achila of the eiver b'vas achas? You will mechalik the eiver before the achila and then did the achila. So Rashi explains that the shayla of the Gemara is that even though by all other yisur mishvah Torah the halacha is that even if you didn't do the achila b'vas achas, provided you oichale macholos asuris toich kedei achilas pras, then you over the issa. But Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach us that Eivim and Achai is different, because since the Is of Eivim and Achai is a Chiddush, why, says Rashi, because we find Yochayev on Gidim Atzomois, even the B'chol HaTorah Kula, Gidim Atzomois, and not Roi L'Achila. So the Is of Eivim and Achai is a Chiddush. And since it's a Chiddush, therefore Rabbi Yochanan is Mechadish to us, that you only over the Is of you ate the entire Kazayis B'vas Achas. But if you ate the Kazayis B'zeach HaZeh, first you ate one Chati Kazayis. And then you had the other Chatzi Kazayis, even though both Chatzoyim, both halves of the Kazayis, were eaten within the Shir Zman of Gdei Achilas Pras, nevertheless, the Halacha is you're not Chayev. And Rish Lakish is even Moisev in a bigger Chiddush, and he says, not only do you have to do the Achila B'Vasachas, even the B'liya has to be B'Vasachas. That's it as Rashi. Tosus over here in Dibra Maskel, Cholkim Yibachutz, argues on Rashi, he asks various kashas, and he learns the sugi over here is not discussing the halacha of kedei achilas pras. Here it's talking about a different shaila, that since the is of eiver min achai is only on eiver shalim, therefore even if you ate the entire kazayis b'vas achas, it's not enough. It has to be shalim, and therefore if you're mechalek the eiver into two, even though as far as the achil of the whole shiva vasachas, but since it's not an eiver shalim, you won't be chayev. And therefore you have to make sure the b'shas, the maisa achila, it's an eiver shalim. And Rish Lakish says, not only b'shas the achila does they have to be shalim, even b'shas the b'liya. And that's why the Gemara says that according to Rish Lakish, you can only be chayav on a grumisa ze'irta, on a very small aver, where it's possible to swallow the whole aver without breaking it, even mishas pliya. So let's go back to Shittas Rashi. Rashi says that the sugya here is discussing the halakha of kdei achilas pras, that even though b'chol ha'tayr kula, it's mitzaref, whatever was eaten within the shirt mechayev you on achilas asuras, but even menachayev, the halakha is you're only over the issa if you did an achila b'vasa achas. So it's from this Gemara, the Mokan Avraham and Erechaim, Simon Tofayin Hei, he sees that we see that the halacha of Achila Terchli Achilas Pras isn't the lechatchila de goyfen of Achila. Because since our Gemara says that whenever the Achila is a chidush, then we have to have the Achila Tafka of Asachas. So we see that the halacha that it's mitzvah of Terchli Achilas Pras is not the best. And therefore he says, to explain the Loshna of the Mechaba in Tofayin Hei Sivov, and the Mechaber says, "Ochal kechati zayis v'chozav ochal kechati zayis yotzo uvelvad shlo yishe bein achila lechaveret yoyisem kde achilas pras." So it's mashma, it's only b'diabed. But lechatchila avad, we should try and have the achila of the entire kezayis v'asachas. Says the Mokan Avraham that the Makaris from this Rashi from our sugya, where we see in our sugya that the chatchila, the achila is always should be mamash v'asachas, and therefore where even in achai where it's a chiddush, we don't have the din of kde achilas pras. And one has to have the ikra achila, which is only bevas achas. Now the achronim, the chasm sofer in tshuva, rechaim simkuf mem, and the chas chinuch, the end of mitzvah samachalav, they ask a stira, could we find the gemara in zvachim dafayin? There the gemara is discussing the halacha, that the nevela of oiv ta'ar is metami bevas habliya, that when you do the achila of a kezayis, only then, b'shas achila is the nevela of the oiv ta'ar metami, different to all other nevelas which are metami b'mago b'maso. The nevela of oiv ta'ar is matame b'shas achila bebeis habliya. And the Gemara over there, darshim sukim, the Gemara says one pasuk we need to go and teach us that even if you didn't do the achila of the nevelas oiv ta'ar b'vasachas, so long as you ate the kezayis toich kedei the shir of kedei achila's pras, it's matame bebeis habliya. And the Gemara says the reason why we need the pasuk is because otherwise, had we not had the pasuk, we would have said since it's a chidush. Nevelas oiv ta'ar is a chidush, different to all other nevelas which are metame b'magav b'maso. This one is metame b'beis habliya, and therefore I may have thought that since it's a chidush, it would be mitzaref even more than the shir of kdei achilas pras. That's what the Gemara says. So the kasha is both Gemaras, the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Zvachim, are telling us that when you have an achila which is a chidush, the din should be different. Just, what do we say the difference is? Over here in the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara seems to be saying that since the Chiddush, one may have thought you have to have the Achila Dafke Bevas Achas. Whereas the Gemara in Zvachim is saying, Punkt Vaker, that since the Achila is the Chiddush, one may have thought that it should have been Starof, even more than the Shev Kde Achila's Pras. So it's mamash a steer between the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Zvachim. But the Menachas Avraham over there in Zvachim Dafayin points out that this Shaila, this stira between the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Chulin, is toloy on a machloikis achroinim, how to understand this Gemara in Zvachim. Because many achroinim, that's the Rashash, Nildaf Mem Beisamud Beis, the Ur Sameach and Pergimel from Hilchel Sha'ara Boisatumais, and the Chasm Sefer in this Tshuva and Erechaim Simukuf Mem, they understand that what the Gemara in Zvachim says, that by Nivlas Oif Tohoir, it's mitzaref in the shiv, kezayis toch de achilas pras. That is only to be machnis the nevela into the beis habliya. That means if you machnis one chatzizayis into the beis habliya and you held it in the beis habliya and then you did the other chatzizayis, that's when we use the pasuk to say it's matami. But it's only because both chatzoi kezayisim were found to be together in the beis habliya. Because since nevela is a sugi of tuma, so it's only going to be matami when you have the full kezayis in the beis habliya, and that we need the pasuk is just to allow you to be machnis each chatzi on its own. But if you were boileah the first chatzi zayis before you began to eat the second chatzi zayis, there lekul alma you will not be matami. That's how these achronim learn. If so, says the Menachas Avraham, then the kasha is not a kasha. Why? Because it comes out that we're using the kedei achilas pras for a complete different din than we are in our sugya. And therefore, in the sugya in Zvachim, where all we use in Kedayis Kedei Achilas Pras is to mitzaref the hachnosa of the nevela l'toich piv, but in the pe itself, in the beis habliya, we have to have the kezayis together, then it's very mistaba that when we say that the achila, the din of nevela l'toich piv is a chiddush, then it's very understandable that we should say that without a pasuk, which said that so long as you have the kezayis in the base of Liba Vasachas, even if you did the achnasa in a greater hefsuk than toich the shir k'dei achilas pras, but since in the base of Liba itself you have both chatzoim together, it should be mitzarev. Because at the end of the day you have the full shir Vasachas. Who cares that you did the achnasa at a different time? And for that we need the pasuk to go and say no. The Torah was makpid that even the achnosa of the Beis Ablia should also be done within the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. Whereas by us in the sugya and chulin, where here each achila was done completely on its own, you first did an achila with a blia of one chatzis zayis and an achila and a blia of the other chatzis zayis. There, the only way to mitzar of the two chatzoim is if it's within Kedei Achilas Pras. And there's no tzad to go and say over here that just because it's a chiddush, it should be mitzarf even more than a shir, because what's going to connect them? Bishlem the Gemara and Tzvachim, what's connecting them is the fact that in the Beis Abliya they're there together. But over here, where even in the Beis Abliya they're not happening together, then about without a pasuk, then you wouldn't be able to go and say that she mitzarf be yosim a kashir, because that's the achilas pras. And that's why Rashi over here says that by even achayu it's a chiddush, then Adrabba will say that without a pasuk, would say that you need to have the achila mamish bevasachas. So that explains to us why there's no steer between the Gemara and Zvachim and the Gemara and Chulin, because since we're using the Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras for two different dinim, so it's mistaba that when each one's a chiddush, we use the chiddush, each one in its direction. That's what Mechzavron points out, that the whole kasha won't be shver according to these achronim. But since the pashtus of the Gemara and Zvachim is that even by Nivla Asayv Toir, the tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras is even when you are boilea the first chatzizayis, and still, the halacha is that it's mitzarev if you ate the other chatzizayis within the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras, that you will be matame Nivla Asayv Toir. That's the pashtus. Then over there, if so, the question comes back. Then there's no chilek between the Gemara and Zvachim and the Gemara and Cholin. So how is it that in the Gemara and Zvachim, the Gemara says that since it's a chiddush, we'd say that it's mitzarev more than Kedei Achilas Pras? And the Gemara and Cholin, the way Rashi understands, then we'd say since it's a chiddush, then we'd have to have dafka and achilah b'vasachas. So the Chasam Sofer in that Shuvan Sim Kuf Mem is miyashav the steer like this, and he says yesh lachkor. That what we know the din is that the din of macholus asurois or for any achila, even for achila of mitzvahs, then the halacha is you need to have a kezayis toch de achilas pras. And we learn this from a halacha on Moshe Sinai. Says the Chasam Sofer yesh lachkor. What would be without the halacha on Moshe Sinai? One way we could understand is that without the halacha on Moshe Sinai, the halacha would be you'd be chayv even a kol shehu. Even in a kol shehu, you ate a kol shehu of chaylev, you're over the lav. And the halacha on Moshe Sinai comes to be makel and to go and say, no, you're only over if you have a shir of a kezayis, provided you have it toich kedei achilas pras. That's one way of understanding. The other way to understand would be, no, that about it's only considered an achila with a kezayis. Just without the halacha on Moshe Sinai, would say that you have to have a kezayis mamash bevasachas. And only then are you over. And the halacha on Moshe Sinai comes to be machmir and to teach us that even if you had the kezayis within the shir of kezayis to the achilas pras, you're also over. So is the halacha on Moshe Sinai come to be mekel, or is the halacha on Moshe Sinai come to be machmir? And the nafkamina is where the achila is a chiddush, so there we don't apply the halacha on Moshe Sinai, and we go back to what achila would have been before the halacha on Moshe Sinai. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the sugya in Zvachim was understanding that the svara is showing up before the halacha on Moshe Sinai is that achila is b'kol shehu, and the halacha on Moshe Sinai comes to be makel to go and say that you don't need to have a kol shehu. You're only over the issa when you have a kezayis toch de achilas pras. And if so, by nivlas of Torah, where there's a chiddush, so here we go and say that the halacha is that you become tamei even with yosek de achilas pras. Because since misvarid bichayv on a kol shehu, that's all you become tamei with the kol shehu. So when we say to chiddush, then we say we only take the minimum, and then we're going to go and say you don't need to have a kezayis toch kedei achilas pras. Really, it should be mitame even the kol shehu. But lechol hapochus, we go and say that if you have many kol shehus, you have a kezayis stretched even over a large amount of time, it's still going to be mitame, because that's what it would be without the halacha Moshe Sinai. But the sugya of Asen Chulin's understanding that misvara rishoyno would say you have to have a kezayis bevasachas, because achila is only an achila of a kezayis. Just we say that what's considered an achila when you have the entire kezayis bevasachas, and the halacha on Moshe Sinai comes to be machmir to go and say that you're only over when you have, you're even over, You're even over when you have the kazayas tuch dachilas pras, and therefore over here we say by even manachai, which is the chiddush. Then we go back to what it would be before the halacha which we see in Ai, that you're only over when it's bevas achas. So it's machlokes asugyas, and that's why the Gemara in Zvachim says without the halacha which we see in Ai, I would say you chayev, you matame even more than the kazayas dachilas pras. Whereas the Gemara Basna Chulin says that without the Halachah Meshmi Sinai, when it's a Chiddush, we go back to what it would be before that, that you're only over when you have it, Mamash, Bevas Achas. The Menachas Avraham over there brings another teretz to answer the kasha between the Stiris HaSugyas. And he says like this, that he saw this the Chiluk between when you're being done Achila Legabe Macholus HaSuris, Issa Veheta, or when you're being done an Achila which is Negea Legabe Tuma. But by Achila, which is Macholus HaSuris, well, there the Torah says there's an Issa to go and do a Maisa Achila Macholus HaSuris. And therefore, Mitzvah would go and say, what's considered doing a Maisa Achila? A Maisa Achila is when you do Achila, the full shear. And that's why, when you have an Achila, which is a Chiddush, you go and say, over here we don't apply the din of Kedah Achila's Pras. And therefore you go back to what? To what you would require for a Maisa Achila. What's a Maisa Achila? To go and be Oichel, the full shear of Asachas. And that's why the Gemara Ba'asin Chulin understands that by Eva Menachai, which is the Chiddush, you're only Oiva when you do the Gansa Shir of Asachas. Masha Enke in the Gabatuma, there it's not about doing a Maisa Achila. There it's about what's Matami the person is, because he's bringing Tuma inside his guf. And therefore, so long as you bring in the whole Shir of the Tuma inside your guf, and your guf has now been Beilea, and you have within inside you the Shir of Tuma, that's what's Matami you, irrelevant to how long it took between from the beginning to the end, so long as inside you now you have this tumah, and it hasn't yet passed the sheer ikul, and you have inside you all this tumah, then it should be matabe. That's why the Gemara in Zvachim Taka says that since the Chiddush would say, we'd say that it's matabe you, even if more than a kedachilas pras went by, because since at the end of the day you have with it inside you all this tumah, it would be matabe you. And that's why you need the pasuk be megala only when it's kedachilas pras. So that's the chilek between the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Chulin. So far we've discussed three tirutzim to miyashiv this kasha, this gevalt, the kasha of the achronim. And we're going to go and say that according to the achronim that say the Gemara in Zvachim, which says that when mitzad gazayis tuch de achilas pras, is only to legabe the hachnosa of the nevdele into the Beis Abliyah, but in the Beis Abliyah itself you have to have the kazayis vivas achas. Whereas in our sugya where we're using the kedah achilas pras even to mitzad the two achilas, you will belea one chitzi and another chitzi, so it's two different kedah achilas pras and you can't compare one to the other. The second therapy is the Chasam Sofer to say it's machloek sasugyas as to what the halacha which we've seen as coming. Is it coming to machmir or coming to mekel? And after minute is when it's a chiddush and we don't apply the halacha which we've seen. And the third therapy is the Menachos Avraham is mahalach to say there's a chiddush between macholos asuras and tuma. By macholos asuras you need to have the maisa achila, and therefore the pashtus always is to go and do a maisa achila bevas achas. Mashin legabe tuma, it's about having the tuma inside your guf, and therefore it can be even over a large amount of time you still have the tuma inside your guf. The Achronim over here ask another kasha on Rashi. The Rashi is telling us that the reason why I would have thought that the dinim, the klolim of achila are different by Eivim Menachai is because we find that the achil by Eivim Menachai is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush, says Rashi? Because we find over here that you're chayev on the achila of gidim v'atzomois. And gidim v'atzomois v'chol ha-Torah kula are things which are not normally ro'oi la'achila. And since over here we find the Torah was mechadash, that you're over even on dvarim she'enim ro'im la'achila, that's why the rules change. And even though normally you're over on kedei achilas pras, over here it's only b'vas achas, because it's a chiddush. So the Rebbe Kmir asks over here, that if so, just like over here we're saying that since it's a chiddush because of the gidim v'atzomois, if so, by gid hanoshe as well. But there as well, the issa is on gid hanoshe, which is also nishkim acholos, which is also not roi la'achila. And if so, just like by us we say that you're only oiva when you had the achila of asachas, says Rebbe Kivayga, it should come out that by gid hanoshe as well, you should only be oiva if you have the whole kezais of gid vasachas. And says Rebbe Kivayga, we never find anybody who suggests that by gid hanoshe you're only oiva vasachas. Pashtus is, it's like all the other macholos asurais, where you're over even in kezayis tuch d'achilas pras. The emes is that the Prima Gadol himself in Yeridea Simon Samachay, Taka brings down that since the Achila of Gid Anoshe is also a Chiddush, then you're only Oivim Vasachas. But that's a Gebald Gechiddush. The Pashto says, like Rabbi Kweger says, that we don't find in the Poskim somebody who says the Achila of Gid Anoshe is different to all other Nacholas Asuris. Asks Rabbi Kweger, if so, what's the Chiluk between Eivim and Achai and Gid Anoshe? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yutes discusses what the Halach is Legabe, the Achila of Chometz. Shaloi roi lachilas odom, or sa'ir, where even though it's ain't roi lachilas odom, it's still halachas is asom Pesach. So maybe over there too we should say, since it's a chidush, because it's really it's ain't roi lachilas odom, and yet the Torah says halachas is asom Pesach, so just like Va'eva Menachai, Rashi says over here that Yochayev only bevasachas, because it's a chidush, so maybe over there as well, you're only bechayev bevasachas, because it's a chidush. And with this, he wants to answer a shver Rambam. He brings to the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says that by Chometz, the Halacha is the Yo'ayva even on Chatzis Shiur, and he says the Mekor is from Lo Ye'ochel. So Menachas Chinuch brings down that why did the Rambam read the Pasuk over here? We know the Halacha is the Chatzis Shiur of all the Yisurim Shabbatariya is Osir. So why over here by Chometz does the Rambam need to bring a Pasuk of Lo Ye'ochel? Says the Menachas Chinuch, because the Primogodim says that by Gid Anoshe, with Halacha is you're only going to be Chayv Vasachas. If so, there won't be an Issa of Chatzishir, because that what Chatzishir is awesome in the Torah is only because if you it's Roi, it's Tarufe. It could be Mitzdarov to another Chatzishir. But that's only on such Isurim where there's a Tziruf of Terech Dechiras Pras. So you ate the Chatzizayas. And you could continue and eat the Chatzizayas and be over. That's why even Chatzishir is also. But the Primogodim and the Shitase who holds that Gid Anoshe has it in like Eivim and Achai where it's a Chiddush and you only ate Vasachas. And therefore when you ate a Shir, a Chatzishir, it's not Shaykh to Mitzarefit because you finished this Achila already. If you do another Achila, it won't be Mitzarefit this Achila and therefore it's not Royal, it's Tarufa. And therefore says the Primogodim, by Gid Anoshe, there won't be any Issa of Chatzishir. So the Menachas Chinuch says we can extend that to Chometz for Pesach as well, and saying that Chometz for Pesach also has this smile that the Achilah is a Chiddush because you have even the things which are not Roi in Achilah Sodom, and therefore you'll only say you're over when you had the Achilah of the whole Sheba Vasachas, and therefore really one should have said that by Chometz as well, there shouldn't be an Issa of Chatzishir, just like the Primogodim says by Gid Anoshe. And that's why the Ram has to go and say that nevertheless, even though it's Takon the Roi, it's the Rufi, there's still an Issa of Chatzishir. Where from? It can't be from the regular Din of Chatzishir, because there it's only over because of Chosav Tzerufi. That's why Ram has to go and bring a new Makar for Lo Ye'ochel. So the Menachas Chinuch is going with the shit of the Primogodim, that Gid Anoshe is only over when you have a Vasachas. But like Rabbi Kweger points out, that we don't find that any of the poskim will say this Chiddush. And the Menachas Chinuch uses that for Chometz and Pesach as well. And the Achronim bring another sugya, which we find is also a chiddush, and that's the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara says that Bosu Dacholav is also a chiddush, because really we never find anything in the Torah which is Mutah Ba'achila, and it becomes Asa L'Dei Tarovus. And here we have Bosu which is Mutah, and Cholav which is Mutah, and L'Dei Tarovus becomes Asa, and the Gemara calls that a chiddush. So maybe over there as well, ask the Achronim, we should say that since the chiddush, you'd only be Oiva when you have the full Shev Vasachas. And then as well, we don't find in the poskim such a halacha. About the halacha, somebody eats bosu b'cholov, turch de achilas pras, kazais, and about the yoiva. So here the Achronim already say a chiluk. And they say, maybe we only say the svar which Rashi says, where the chiddush is in the actual oichel. Like over here, gidim v'atzomois, or the gid of Gid Anoshe, or the chomet which is eino roi l'achilas odom. Whereas bosu b'cholov, as far as the oichel itself, the food itself is Roi L'Achila. It's a Chiddush that it becomes Osa. So maybe over here we won't apply this Svara. Rashi swallows only that we say when the Achila isn't really an Achila, that's when we say you're only over when you have Vasachas. But most of the Cholub, the Achila is a good Achila. It's just a Chiddush that becomes Osa. Here we follow the regular rules that you're over, even by Kazai's Techid Achila's Pras. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis, further down the Amud, and the Gemara brings a Shaila. Whether the Issa of Macholas Asuras is about Hanoas Geroinoi or Hanoas Meov. Is it about the fact that you did the Maisa Achila and you were Nene, like Rashi says, you enjoyed the eating, the Achila, and that's what the Issa is all about? Or is it about the fact that the food gets down to his Me'ayim, to his stomach, and he feels satisfied? And the Gemara brings two Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina the Gemara discusses is whether the Bein HaChanichayim is Mitztarev to the Shirka Zayis. Every time you eat, then some of the oichel gets stuck to the sides of your throat. So that If we hold, you go with Hanas Karoinos, you enjoy, that's part of the shir as well, and it's mitzvah, and it's make up the shir kazayis. Whereas, if we go with Hanas Meov, since that part of the oichel doesn't get down to your me'ayim, and it doesn't add to your satisfaction of the food, therefore, it won't be mitzvah to the shir kazayis. That's the first nafkamina the Gemara brings. And afterwards, the Gemara discusses a second shayla. What happens if somebody was boilea chatzi zayis, and then he was makit? He brought it up again, and then he swallowed it down a second time. So if you go to Hanas Karoinoi, and even the second time, it's also mitzvah. And therefore, since the Maisa, he twice had the same chatzizayis, even if it's the same chatzizayis, it could still be mitzvah for a shir of kazayis and you'll be chayiv. Whereas if you go to Hanas Meop, and the Maisa, you only had the chatzizayis to eat that day, and the sphere is only on the chatzizayis, then he won't be chayiv for Macholos Asuris. The Maisa of the Rambam Paskins in Perek Yudal, Macholos Asuris, Halacha Gimel, that we go with Hanas Groinoi, and therefore in these two cases, both Bein HaChanichayim of Mitztarev, and in the story when you were Berlea Chatzizayis, and then you were Makid, and had it a second time, you'll also be Chayiv. So in the Sefer Afikayam, Chelek Beis, Siman Aleph, he discusses, what's the thing going to be Legabe Birchas Hanenin? Will we say Legabe Birchas Hanenin, just like Legabe Macholos Asuris, the Mechayiv is the Hanas Groinoi? And that's why Bein HaChanichayim is mitzvah, and that's why you can even have a chatzi zayis which you are boileh a second time you've been chayev. Will we say the same machalos asuras? Or do we say machalos asuras is all about tzviya v'achalto v'savato v'irachto? So it's only about the hanas meyov. That's when you become a chuyu to make a brocha achreino. And he brings b'shem the shailas of tshuvas ponim irosim chov zayin that says that by Macholos Asuras is different from Birchas Hanenin. And even though by Macholos Asuras we go with Anoas Groinoi, that's not the case with Birchas Hanenin. At Birchas Hanenin we only go with Anoas Meov. And he brings a raya from the Rosh, in the second pair of Brochas Simon Vov, that says, the Aloch is by Mat Emes, somebody who's only eating for Te'im, he only wants to taste, says the Rosh, the Aloch is even if you have a Shir, there's no Chir Brocha, because you don't have any Anoas Meov, says the Ponim Eiros. From here we learn that Brocha Achrona is very different to Macholos Asuras, and the Brocha Achrona, it's only when you have a Svir, when you have a Shiur of Hanas Meov, that's when you become a Chuyu of the Brocha Achrona. And the Fikayam brings the Birka Yosef wants to learn from this, that therefore, somebody who ate a Shiur of the Kazayis, and then, just as he finished doing the Achila, he then sicked it up. So even though the Maisa Achila was on a Maisa Achila of Kishir, which Be'etzim you had enough to Mechayi Brocha Achrona, but since you sicked it up straight away, therefore when it comes to making a Brocha, you can't make a Brocha, because you didn't have any Hanas Meov, and therefore you're potter from making a Brocha Acharoino. Now the Gemara in Yuma Lef Pe'alef, which we Kveg over here in Gilna Shas, sends us to, there the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shebola Shizfin Shal Truma. If you have somebody, a Zar, who went alone and he ate Shizfin, a type of peri, a type of fruit of Truma, Vehikio, he then sicked it up. Uba Acher, and somebody else went and had the same fruit again. Vaochloi. So the Shaili is, of course, the first person who did this, the first Zar, that is Chayav Kerem Lachemish. What's the Aloch Lagaba the Sheni? Is the Sheni also going to be Chayav Kerem Lachemish? Rabbi Yochanan says the Aloch is only the Rishon is Chayav. But the Sheni, the Gemara says, Einoi Chayev Elo Demei Eitzim Bilvad. The only Chiyuv which you're going to have to the Bailim, to the Kohen of this Truma, you won't be Chayev Keren, you won't be Chayev Chaymash, you just have to pay for him, because he could have used these payers as Eitzim, as firewood. Right, and now he can't. So you have to pay him just the price of the Eitzim. So Pashtas, the Gemara's before, the reason why you're not Mechayev for the din of Keren Chaymash is, since it's already been Nechal once, so that's no longer Ro'o L'Achila. And since it's no longer Ro'o L'Achila, that's why the Sheni is Potter. Well, if so, we're going to have a Stir now, Sugya. Because Al-Gumma seems to go and say, that Rabbi Macholos HaSuras, this Chatzik HaZayis, which was already swallowed by this person, nevertheless, when he goes along and he has it a second time, it's considered an Achila, and it's Mitztarev to be Mechaevim Macholos HaSuras. The Gemara Yuma seems to say that once it's already been Nechal, then it's no longer Ro'el Achila. So this Kashi is what Tosis Shonim over there, and Yuma asks, and he says two Tirusim. First, that says the Tosis Shonim, there's an Afkamina, whether or not he's aware that it's already been eaten. And therefore, he says, if he knows it's been eaten beforehand, then it's Mos. No one would ever want to go and eat something that's already been through somebody's digestion system. And therefore, for sure, It's no longer Rov Le'achila. Mashing, if he's unaware, he doesn't know, he doesn't realize that this has already been eaten, then it's Rov Le'achila. And therefore the Gemara in Yuma, which the Gemara says that Alach is the Sheni's potter, is talking about when the Sheni knows it's already been eaten, and therefore it's not considered Rov Le'achila. And since it's not Rov Le'achila, that's why you're potter from Karen L'Chaymash, you only have to be eating. Mashinkin, by us, the Gemara is talking about when he was Lo Yoda, he wasn't aware this has already been eaten beforehand. And therefore, since he doesn't know, therefore, he's going to be Chayev for the second Achila as well. Then he brings another teretz from Rabbi Chaim Kohen, and he says that maybe there's a chiluk between the Issa of Macholos Asuras and that of Achilas Truma. The Gala Macholos Asuras, since Lemaisa, even after it's been eaten once, it's Roi Achila, therefore the halacha is when you eat it a second time, it's considered Macholos Asuras and it's been starved to be Mashlin Mashir of Kazayas. Whereas by Truma, there we find that the Gemara increases Dav Zayin, the Gemara says if you have a Kohen that did Sicha with Shemesh al Truma, then after he's finished being Soch, now he can bring along Ben Bitoy, his grandson, who is really Yisrael, and now the son can come along and roll over him and use that Shemen for his own Sicha as well. And the Gemara explains the reason is because since the Kohen has already been Soch with that Truma, so it's Nischalo from the Truma. It's no longer Kazdush's Truma. Kazdush's Truma is only so long as it's still waiting to be Mishtamish for its Tayrech. Whereas over here, since you already Soch with it, therefore it's already lost its Kazdush's Truma. And that's why it's Einikel, the Kohen, the Yisrael can come along and now be Soch. Says the Tayyis Yisrael, says Rabbi Chaim Kohen, just like over there in the Gemara increases, we find that after you've done Sicha, then it loses its Kedushas Truma. The same will apply to Achila as well. And since over here by the Shezif and Shal Truma, then there's already been a sky in Achila on these Peres, therefore it's now a Schal from the Kedushas Truma. And that's why, since even though it's Roi Achila, but once there's already Achila been done to it, so it's lost its Kedushas Truma. And that's why when the Sheni comes along and he eats it, it's not considered Achilas Truma. It's Achila, but it won't be Achilas Truma. And that's why there's no Chil of Keren V'Chaymash. Just the Tosis of Shonim asks on Rabbi Nachayim, and he says, if so, Enachanama, there won't be a Chiyuv of Chaymish, because as far as the Chiyuv of Truma, it doesn't have Kedushas Truma, but since it's Roi Lachila, so why aren't you Chayiv Keren? You should still be Mechuyuv to go and pay to the Bailim of this Truma for the Keren. So since we're saying, and now so this before, it's Roi Lachila, and the only reason why you're not Chayiv Chaymish is only because the Gav of Kedushas Truma was ready in Eschal, but as far as the Keren, which is the Tashlum for the actual Achila, you should still be mechuyev to go pay. So why does the Gemara go and say that you only chayev to go and pay the May 8th sim? So I ask Tosfos Yeshanim, and therefore from here the Tosfos Yeshanim is mechiyach like the first teretz of Tosfos Yeshanim. There's a chiluk between the Yudea or Lo Yudea. Maybe one can answer Rabbi Chaim and say that if other Rabbi Chaim Kohen is moida that when you're being done legaba the value of the chayfets, since legaba achirim no one's going to go along and buy it because it's not roi, it's mos. Even if they're not Yudea, of course it's not considered, it doesn't have any Shabbos. It's not considered Shabbat Pruta. And now Rabbi Chaim is also kind, it's also made it to the first Teretz of Tosfos. Just Rabbi Chaim held that that's all a Gab of the Choshen Mishpat. The Gab, if you want to know, does this Chavis have a Shabbos? It doesn't have a Shabbos. And that's why you don't have to go and pay Karen. Just Rabbi Chaim argues in the first Teretz of Tosfos and he holds that a Gab of Macholas Asuras, the Gab of the Din Trumishavoy, since the Gab is somebody who doesn't know, it's still considered Roi Achila. So once it's considered Roi Achila for one person, it's considered it still has Issa, both the Gabbah Macholas Asuras and the Gabbah Truma. And that's why Ibn Chaim Kohen disagrees with the first Teretz. But of course he's Moedah the Gabbah Lechosh Mishpat, it's not Roi. And therefore Ibn Chaim Kohen has only come to explain to us why there's no Issa of Truma. And for that he says that once it's been Ischalal, like the first Achila, there's no longer Din Kedushas Truma. And that's why there's no Chiv Chaymash. But the Gabbah the Karen, it's Posh, there's no Chiv Karen, because it's Posh, once it's been eaten by somebody, it's really not Shaveh Pruta. And he's only come to explain to us why there's no Issa of Kedushas Truma. That he says, once it's been a Schalol, there's no Issa Truma. The Maisa, the Rashash, over there in Yuma Pialav, has a third teretz to this Kasha, and he says that the chiluk between the Sugi says that in our Sugi we're talking about, that the same person did the Beli of the Chatzidai the first time, he does it the second time as well. And for him, it's not most, because he was the one who ate the same Chatzidai the first time. And it went through him. And if that's why it's not most on him to go and have it the second time. Mashink and the Gemara Newman's talking about when somebody else came along and had this Shazif and Shal Truma, that's why it's considered most, an Einoi Roi La'achila.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekhaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.